How would you like a 15% discount to my daily email, the stack of stuff, the show notes, discounts to the conference, all of that? All you need to do is text the word show to 33777. You'll get the annual subscription with a 15% discount to my daily email. You'll get the stack of stuff, the links to the show notes, discounts to the conference, and so much more. All you have to do is text the word show, S-H-O-W, to 33777. Text show to 33777.
Welcome to the Eric Erickson Show podcast, Hour 1.
Hello, America. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here from my flagship studio, WSB in Atlanta, Georgia, beamed out across the internet to a station near you. I'm delighted to have you. I hope the weather's great where you are. It's gotten cold here again in the South. We're in like third winter all of a sudden. All right, this is why I love being on radio with you. Now, one of the complaints, in fact, it is the most common complaint I get on this program from listeners, is that I'm playing excerpts, and those excerpts, maybe I could have played 5 seconds, so why did I play 15, or should be 15 seconds, why did I play 45? And the reason I do this is really important for you to understand. I do not want to take people out of context. I want you to have the context of the remarks so that you yourself can hear and not play the games that so many people on both sides play, where they play the 5 second snippet that makes a person look like a fool, when actually if you play the 15 seconds, you see they actually had a valid point. I don't like that level of gotcha. It's intellectually cheap. But it's what the left is doing with Donald Trump over the bloodbath comment. I'm going to play for you the entirety of, well, no, he went on for about an hour or for a minute 45 seconds of this. I'm going to play you a minute 25 seconds. It's important for you to hear this. The reason is, for example, in my morning email, which you should subscribe to, you'll get a 20% discount if you text data to 33777. If you read my morning email about Trump's bloodbath comment, you would see I gave the long history of the media taking Trump out of context, lying, rushing to judgment, getting stories wrong, discrediting themselves. And a listener who is a subscriber replied and said, but he did say bloodbath in the country. I sent the guy back Trump's full comment. He's like, but he still said bloodbath for the country. Yes, but context is king, and this is the context. This is Donald Trump over the weekend.
They want to do this all-electric nonsense where the cars don't go far, they cost too much, and they're all made in China. And the head of the United Auto Workers never probably shook hands with a Republican before. They're destroying. You know, Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it. Went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine, all he does is build car manufacturing plants. He's the biggest in the world.
So in context of what he's talking about is the auto industry and the economy, that China is building car because there are import bans on Chinese cars into this country, among other things. The Chinese are now building manufacturing facilities in Mexico to be able to import Chinese cars into the United States, particularly EVs. to get around import bans related to the Chinese technology. So they build them in Mexico under the American law, the way it's written, that would get around it. And what Trump is clearly saying is that there would be a bloodbath for the American economy, for the automotive industry, if the Biden administration remains, because they won't stop this from happening, and Donald Trump will put a 100% tariff to prevent it. That's plainly what he's talking about, unless you're a Democrat who has gone overboard with Donald Trump's awful rhetoric. Here is Representative Dan Kildee on CNN this weekend.
You know, if a person intends to be president of the United States, they have to understand that their words matter, particularly in the moment that we're in right now. The last several years, we've seen an increase in political violence here in the United States. And for a person who's running for president, once served as president, to use that sort of language, that's irresponsible. Now, I understand that, you know, his supporters may say that it was taken out of context, and maybe it was. The other point, however, though, is that during Donald Trump's presidency, we lost auto jobs in the United States of America.
Dan Kildee, maybe he was taken out of context. Jen Psaki on MSNBC, where they're having a complete meltdown.
Trust me, I could go on and on and on. We all know by now that Trump's allusions to political violence are not merely rhetorical. His supporters take them literally. That's part of the big problem here. And he knows that, too. So, no, we did not miss the full context. This was not some meandering off-message comment. This is his message.
Right. The Biden campaign manager.
This is exactly who Donald Trump is. We saw him call on his supporters to storm the Capitol 4 years ago, and he's doubling down, promoting violence this time around. And this is just right out of the playbook. Trump is weak and deeply insecure about this election, and he's only in it for himself. Our campaign has been saying this for months, and Trump is saying the quiet part out loud.
Right. You want a real one? This is Susan Glazer from The New Yorker. Listen to the fear and trembling in her voice.
Sorry, I just have to say something. Like, Donald Trump is attacking, in a broad brush sense, the basic pillars of American democracy, period, full stop. If that's not news to you, it's not about tariffs. That's not the reason why millions of Americans are supporting Donald Trump. Let's be real about that.
Right. And Michael Beschloss, by the way, on MSNBC, they all fell for it. When Elon Musk and others pointed out y'all have taken him out of context, many of them deleted their tweets. But this morning, they're doubling down. We may have gotten it originally wrong, but we're still right.
Well, I totally agree with what you've just said, Mika. And that's how fascism and totalitarianism, and in Germany's case, the Holocaust, came to Germany, which had been a country where there were big institutions of democracy until, as you well know, the early 1930s. In a way, Donald Trump has done us all a favor, because if you and I had been talking, Mika, let's say 20 years ago, and we had been talking about what would have seemed like a very abstract and distant subject of how fascism and dictatorship might come to America, you probably would have been more wiser. I would have said you would have had some smiling person pretending to be a normal candidate, like all the candidates for president who'd gone before, all the way back to 1789. And suddenly, after getting elected, that person would use the enormous powers of the presidency that are given to that person by the Constitution. In a way, Donald Trump has made it easier, because when he tells you he'll be a dictator for a day, we all know that dictators don't resign after a day. When he uses the word bloodbath, yes, it was in the context of an automobile industry speech, but he knew exactly what he was saying.
By the way, so they have this story at Politico today. The category is Trumpology. In on the joke, the comedic trick Trump uses to normalize his behavior. They actually argue that autocrats in the past use jokes. The humorless left is upset that Donald Trump uses jokes, because you know who used jokes? Hitler. Hitler used jokes. Therefore, Donald Trump is Hitler. And so Donald Trump can't use the word bloodbath, because we all know what he meant. Yeah, he meant exactly that the auto industry would have a bloodbath. It is a figure of speech. You don't believe me that it's a regular figure of speech? in not just political conversations, but news in general?
But as Politico.com reports tonight on the, quote, bloodbath at the RNC.
Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath.
Be a bloodbath. Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf. That's really tough.
And Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake. I mean, we can count the bodies
as part of the, quote, MAGA drive to take over Maricopa County. And the headline refers to it as an impending bloodbath.
Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for the New York Times entitled A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath and massacre come up frequently.
The Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
There's going to be a bloodbath one way or the other.
Bloodbath for Bernie Sanders.
It's been a bloodbath there, shaping up to be a bloodbath.
Head off a bloodbath in next year's crucial midterm.
Off-year elections are often a bloodbath.
This week's bloodbath for Democrats.
A bloodbath at the ballot box.
There could be a Republican bloodbath.
They'll talk about a bloodbath.
There's a bloodbath. I have to talk about you. And
it's going to be a bloodbath all day long.
Is in for a bloodbath. Bloodbath.
Hasn't been a bloodbath on the way down.
Donald Trump bloodbath.
Be a bloodbath.
Predicted to be a bloodbath.
May not be the bloodbath.
It would be a bloodbath.
More of a bloodbath.
It's going to be a bloodbath in November.
Possible Biden bloodbath this November.
A bloodbath on Wall Street.
There's going to be a bloodbath.
In Alabama, into a bloodbath.
Obviously, there was a bloodbath.
It was a bloodbath. We're down 800 points.
This bloodbath at Department of Homeland Security.
And it's a bloodbath today.
There was going to be this bloodbath.
Election bloodbath.
It could be a bloodbath for them.
Bloodbath, possibly.
Bloodbath that went through with the Attorney General.
Bloodbath 99 days out.
The bloodbath is going to look like.
Presided over a bloodbath in the diplomatic corps.
Absolute, in my opinion, bloodbath, the Democrats are
calling it. Ticket sales turned into a bloodbath.
Ticket sales for singer Taylor Swift's latest tour.
It's safe to say the fans had a bloodbath for the company after the fiasco.
By the way, so Jim and I are in studio. Listen, like, where's that classical music coming from? Because when I heard this on my laptop without headphones on, I never heard the classical music. And even I was like, did I accidentally trigger something? Nope, it was in the background. Hat tip to Newsbusters for putting that montage together. But they underlaid the music, and it caused me some heart palpitations. Nonetheless, the media has used the phrase blood, the word bloodbath, repeatedly. And Donald Trump's not allowed to use it because, oh, my stars and garters, they think his supporters can hear it and be prone to violence. James Hodgkinson was a Bernie Sanders supporter who, like Rachel Maddow and the Southern Poverty Law Center, and he attempted a mass assassination of Republican members of Congress. Spare me your outrage about Donald Trump supporters being uniquely in some way violent.
But they stormed the Capitol, Mr. Erickson.
Unlike Democrat supporters who stormed multiple cities around the nation, burning small businesses down. And let's not forget what they did at Trump's inauguration, firebombing limousines and small businesses in Washington, D.C. And many of them, the District of Columbia, decided not to prosecute. Y'all, he made a statement in the context of the auto industry. It's clearly in context. It's not about violence in the country. The media freak out only helps Donald Trump. They discredit themselves so much when they freak out about Donald Trump like this because they freak out and it's wrong. And it's like the boy who cried wolf. And over and over and over again, they do it. And the American public pays less and less attention to them. So Trump, therefore, can get away with things because the people of the country tune out the media's outrage. It's predictable and it's obvious. If they really cared about stopping Donald Trump, they would rein in their own excesses, but they're incapable of doing that because they are in a sick symbiotic relationship with Donald Trump. They can't help themselves. Time and time again, these morons go out of their way to exaggerate the things Donald Trump has said and the things related to Donald Trump. Remember the Guerrilla TV channel? Members of the press completely convinced Donald Trump was watching a special TV channel from the White House about guerrillas. It was satire, and members of the press fell for it. Then there was the story about Donald Trump Jr. being given early access to WikiLeaks data on Hillary Clinton. It turned out not to be true. And then there was the Washington Post that ran a story about 200 websites, including the Drudge Report, pushing Russian disinformation. It turned out not to be true. The Guardian and USA Today reported about a secret Paul Manafort mission outside the country that turned out not to be true. Brian Ross claiming Donald Trump asked Michael Flynn to reach out to the Russians before getting elected. He lost his job. It wasn't true. The New York Times and other news organizations rushing out a story that Donald Trump had ordered the Secret Service to clear protesters from Lafayette Park. It turned out not to be true. They were tear gassed. It was the inspector general who found out from the Interior Department that they had been pushed out to make way for a fence. Time and time again, they do this about Donald Trump. They get it wrong. It's the boy who cries wolf all over again. They cannot take the loss, and they lack the humility to say they got it wrong. Hello there. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here. The phone number is 877-973-7425, should you wish to be on the program. So I saw some of you guys at the Jordan Peterson event on Friday night. You know, so can I be honest with you guys? Because I laugh at myself about this. In the past, I've gone to these large events and people come up and say, hey, nice to see you, love your show, whatever. And then occasionally I go to these large events and nobody comes up. It's like, oh my God, are people still listening to me on the radio? Nobody's come up to me. I know. It's the paranoia of an insecure radio show. But after the event was over, several people did come up. Saw my buddy Taylor was there. A lot of people I know wound up being there. It was an interesting event. And I'm stunned that my 15-year-old wanted to go. I'm not a Jordan Peterson critic. I'm not really a fan. I don't really engage with his stuff. My son loves him and wanted to go to it. It was an hour-plus dissertation on the story of Exodus off the top of his head. The only notes he had were on his phone reading the Ten Commandments and then doing an extemporaneous conversation with the crowd. It was fascinating to watch. The man wrestles not so much with God per se as with ideas and sometimes struggles. And then what I found very funny is that at the end of a major point, he would say, right. And it wasn't to the crowd. It was his verbal tick to himself that I've made my point, period, move to the next point. It was funny to watch someone do that because I, being someone who speaks off the top of my head 3 hours every day, am very familiar with that sort of thing, right? It was intriguing. It was. It was a fun night. Very nice to hang out with my son, too. We had a nice hotel room, and he's like, can we just go home and be in my own bed? We got home about 1 o'clock in the morning. It was a fun time, though. Y'all, let me tell you about Vision Computers. My son wanted to get home because it turns out he had, like, first-person shooter meetup with friends on Saturday morning on his gaming PC. The Vision Computers built him. They can build computers for you, too, save you some money. Instead of getting a one-size-fix-all box from the big-box electronics store, you get what you actually want. And it's upgradable over time. You call them at 404-COMPUTE or go to visioncomputers.com. But hey, if you're a small business, they can also help your IT department. You got one guy or no guy, Vision Computer can fill that void for just $179 a year, not a month, a year. You call Vision Computers at 404-COMPUTE. Tell them I sent you, get an even better deal, or look at visioncomputers.com. So your employees get the phone number, and they can call them in 15 seconds or less. They can get the answers to what's going on with their computers, get email support, printer support, you name it. Save your IT guy for the heavy lifting at your office. Vision Computers can take over the rest. 404-COMPUTE or visioncomputers.com. Tell them I sent you, get an even better deal. 404-COMPUTE. Start doing business with Vision Computers. Greetings, conversationalists. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here. The phone number is 877-973-7425. Should you wish to be on the program, just I want to take two separate stories from the last couple of weeks and tie them together. And this is the ultimate problem for the left media right now. The Supreme Court, after months of talking heads on television telling us it was a no-brainer and obvious that Colorado had the power to take Donald Trump off the ballot in Colorado, ruled 9-0, that this was not the case. And the progressive response and the left media response was that, well, they got it wrong. We're right and they're wrong. They have now taken Donald Trump out of context on his bloodbath remark that was clearly about the auto industry and the economy. And their response now is, well, We left out the context, but it doesn't matter because his incendiary rhetoric is going to get people killed because this is what he does. There is an inability on the left to admit they were wrong. And every time they do this, it becomes more and more the boy who cried wolf, and more their refusal to take ownership of their error compounds their doubling down and compounds the American public tuning them out and no longer caring, which then allows Donald Trump to get away with a lot more. They themselves enable him. So I hesitate to use this example, but I'm going to because I'm a professional. Every single one of you, every single one of you knows someone who has a thing for toxic relationships. They get in a toxic relationship. They leave the toxic relationship. And their next relationship is just as toxic. The media and Donald Trump have a toxic relationship. And every time the media leaves Donald Trump, they come back to him in the toxic relationship because he is great for their bottom line. He is great for their bottom line. And progressives who want to beat Donald Trump love the toxic relationship. But also, I think there's a little more to it as well. I think that progressives at this point understand there's no there for Biden. The only thing they can do is scare people about Donald Trump. But really, it's a toxic relationship that they can't get out of. 877-973-7425 is the number. Jim, you're going to go to you first today. Welcome.
Well, thanks. I listen to this, and I think, you know, they've got to know that they're taking this out of context, most of them. And so what the reason for, I'm wondering, is are they just doing this to think of any way they can to beat Trump? Because that's the one unforgivable sin that we cannot commit as voters.
Yeah, look, they firmly believe they got to stop at nothing to beat Donald Trump. And if they got to lie to do it, they will do it. Okay. So here's my thing. Y'all know I don't believe 2020 was stolen. I think they stole it fair and square. They had judges change rules that they benefited from, and Donald Trump had crummy lawyers. I think both sides, Democrat and Republican, you're going to see a lot of indicted people after 2024 because I think both sides at this point view the other side as doing anything to win, that they're going to go do those things themselves. I think you're going to see both sides engage in shenanigans in 2024 in ways that didn't really happen in 2020 but people think actually happened. They're really going to go do it in 2024, and a lot of people are going to go to jail because of it. Because both sides are playing for keeps this time. They're both convinced the other side is going to impose a dictatorship. And what's happening is the Biden administration is starting to realize they're in trouble. Only now that he's got the nomination. This is from NBC News. President Joe Biden was seething. In a private meeting at the White House in January, allies of the president had just told him that his poll numbers in Michigan and Georgia had dropped over his handling of the war between Israel and Hamas. Both are battleground states he narrowly won 4 years ago, and he can't afford any backsliding if he is to once again defeat Donald Trump. He began to shout and swear, a lawmaker familiar with the meeting said. He believed he had been doing what was right despite the political fallout, he told the group, according to the lawmaker. Asked about the episode, Andrew Bates, a White House spokesman, said President Biden makes national security decisions based on the country's national security needs alone, no other factor. Right. After the Michigan situation, we're seeing him walk back that. He's doing what's politically expedient, not what's right. For months, Democrats have watched the 2024 campaign unfold with rising alarm as the sitting president struggles to gain ground against his defeated predecessor. Frustrations rippling through the party have reached the top, with Biden at times second-guessing travel decisions and communication strategies that have left much of the electorate clueless about his record. Interviews with nearly 20 lawmakers, present and past administration officials, and Biden allies show. The starting gun for the general election campaign fired last week as Biden wrapped up the Democratic nomination. Yet he is still searching for ways to impress upon voters that he deserves a second term by dint of policy achievements that eluded past presidents. History suggests it will be tough for him to recover. Biden's 38% approval rating at this stage in the calendar is lower than that of the last three presidents who went on to lose the re-election. Trump was at 48%, George W. Bush was at 39%, Jimmy Carter was at 43%. Biden has long believed that he isn't getting sufficient credit for an economy that has created 15 million new jobs. Looking to reach distracted voters who may be tuning out, he told his speechwriters before the State of the Union address to tone down some of the lofty rhetoric and plainly lay out what he's done, a person familiar with the speech preparation said. During internal discussions, he'll press aides about what parts of his record to highlight in different states, said a second person. Surrounded by protective aides who want to minimize the chances of a flub, the 81-year-old president has chafed at restraints that he sees as counter to his natural instincts. He's felt cocooned. That's it. You get it? The staff's to blame. Here's the dirty little secret. Joe Biden has been wrong about everything for 50 years, and his political instincts have always been bad, which is why in 2008 he got blown out of the water as a candidate running for president and failed to catch traction. Biden should be leading this thing, but he's not. Now, Biden, it's notable, he's been to more swing states than Donald Trump of late. Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania. He's headed to Nevada and Arizona this week. Trump doesn't have the money. This election comes very close to being the immovable object colliding with the unstoppable force. Joe Biden's popularity is lower than any of the presidents who serve one term in really the last half, more than half century. Donald Trump's, and I didn't realize it until NBC pointed out, Donald Trump's unpopularity was only 48%. Only 48%. That's actually not bad. It's close to 50-50, like Kate, and he lost re-election in large part because of COVID. Joe Biden's popularity is 10 points less than Donald Trump's when he lost re-election. And by the way, no president below 40% of the polling at this time has ever won re-election. No president as unpopular as Joe Biden has ever won re-election. It is defying historic odds for him to do so. It is also defying historic odds for a presidential candidate with as little money in the bank as Donald Trump to win election. Joe Biden's popularity is clashing with Donald Trump's money. Joe Biden can go to all the swing states because Donald Trump doesn't have the money to go to the swing states. There's actually some interesting data I saw. We put it in the show notes. If you want to see it, Donald Trump support versus Joe Biden support. So here are the jobs with the largest margin of support for Joe Biden. 93% of donors who identify themselves as professors gave to Joe Biden's campaign. Roughly 90% of self-identified psychologists support Joe Biden. 80-some-odd% of social workers support Joe Biden. Scientists, somewhere around 70%. Writers, somewhere around 60%. Roughly 80% of farmers donated to Donald. 80% of Donald Trump's support comes from self-identified farmers for small dollar donors. Same with truckers. People who identify themselves as entrepreneurs, 60% support for Donald Trump. Mechanics, about 60% support. Construction workers, about 55% support for Donald Trump. So Joe Biden's getting the professors and the psychologists and the social workers and the scientists and the writers, and Donald Trump's getting the construction workers, the mechanics, the entrepreneurs, the truckers, the farmers. Donald Trump's getting the blue-collar, middle-class support. Joe Biden is getting the elite support, the professional support, the professional white-collar class, the college professors, the professorial ranks who are out of touch with America. They live in the ivory academic tower. It's remarkable. And it's a problem for the Democrats because they are increasingly guided by an aloof and out-of-touch professional class that doesn't actually relate to the middle class and hasn't touched grass in quite a while. It's why they can react with such invective and hostility to Donald Trump using the word bloodbath that they themselves use regularly, and they freak out about it because they're convinced that Donald Trump, that his supporters, they're the violent ones when so much of the violence these days comes from the left. I mean, Floyd Lee Corkins, or Floyd Corkins, tried to kill all the people at the Family Research Center and stuff their mouths with Chick-fil-A. He's a progressive activist. James Lee Hodgkinson, he was a Bernie Sanders left-wing MSNBC viewer who tried to commit mass assassination of Republican members of Congress, shooting Steve Scalise and others on a baseball field. Black Lives Matter's Antifa activists firebombing buildings in Atlanta, marching down the streets, vandalizing businesses, rioting, causing violence. And the left just looks at all these people who walked into the Capitol and said, oh, look at that. That was an insurrection. No, it was a temper tantrum, a 4-hour temper tantrum. The only shot fired by a police officer. No buildings firebombed. No small businesses vandalized. The left concocts a fiction that the media embraces, and the media embraces because the media is part of the left-wing sphere of influence. And so they see everything through the lens of the left, which gives validity then to their talking points, which causes all sorts of problems within their distorted field of reality. It makes it harder and harder for them to relate. And that gives Donald Trump an advantage. And it's when the Democrats in the White House are suddenly realizing maybe an advantage they can't stop. Again, no president with unpopularity in the 30s at this point in their reelection campaign has ever won reelection. Joe Biden is playing against history's odds, and he's been around long enough to know it. Between high interest rates and Bidenomics running wild, there's a real threat to a recession still. In fact, I don't know if y'all have seen the story, and I meant to get to it just now. I'll get to it when we come back on the cost of groceries are still going up. Despite all of this suggestion about inflation coming down, cost of groceries going up, people still cutting back spending. For 40 years, Swiss America has been the trusted leader in precious metals, and their goal is to help people like you and me protect our hard-earned assets and insulate us from economic turmoil. You should consider doing business with Swiss America if you want to learn how to protect your hard-earned assets now and insulate your family from economic turmoil. Swiss America has answers for you. All you have to do is reach out to them at 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com/Eric. In fact, with the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and these third world countries, developing countries, gaining on us in certain economic areas, and gold being bought up and skyrocketing right now, there are warning signs about economic stability. Swiss America wants to develop a relationship with you. You might want to with them. 800-289-2646. All you have to do is mention my name when you call them or go to SwissAmerica.com/Eric. Mention Eric when you call or text 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com/Eric. Message and data rates apply. Start your relationship. Learn how to protect your assets with Swiss America.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This hour of the program brought to you by First Liberty Building and Loan, wherever you are nationwide. If you're buying a building, you're buying a franchise, First Liberty specializes in these sorts of deals. They want to help you grow. Reach out to them, FirstLibertyGA.com, FirstLibertyGA.com. Any business nationwide, they can help you. They're also great people. Just they've been doing this since the 90s. The Frosts are great people. FirstLibertyGA.com. Okay, I gotta spend a moment on this story, something you knew was true, without me having to tell you, and yet I'm going to tell you anyway. The New York Post has the story. Research done. The self-described wokes, people who describe themselves as woke, the Scandinavian Journal of Psychology, socially conscious citizens are the most depressed, anxious, fearful, and worried. They're the most miserable people, the wokes, people who their number one issue is social justice. The people who believe they've got to empathize with everyone in the progressive wild, it's a problem. Seven truisms, woke people. If white people have, on average, a higher level of income than black people, it's because of racism. University reading lists should include fewer white or European authors. Microaggressions should be challenged often and actively. Trans women who compete with women in sports are not helping women's rights, is reverse scored. We don't need to talk more about the color of people's skins. A white person cannot understand how a black person feels equally well as a black person. A member of a privileged group can adopt features or cultural elements of a left privileged group, to also reverse scored. What does that mean? If you answer the opposite, you're more woke. The people who identify as woke on the score are people who are suffering from depression, people who are anxious, people who are in some cases suicidal, people who are worried about the world. When you have internalized the schemes and anxieties of the wokes, you're a miserable person. And you know, it's true. Like, for example, the Politico doing the story about Donald Trump. He tells jokes just like Hitler. Therefore, he's like Hitler. It was written by a woke. They have no sense of humor. They are moral scolds. And you know this in your own life. The people who are the biggest social justice warriors are the most miserable, angry people, always in search of someone else's sin and outrage that must be eliminated from the gene pool in some capacity. Don't be woke. Be happy. Now, the wokes, of course, will tell you that they're just overwhelmed with the misery of the world, and they're mindful of it, and they've awakened to it. They've woken to it. And so they're more socially aware than you, but that's not really the case. They invent injustice. They invent slights, microaggressions. That's an invention of the left. They're crazy people. Don't be like them. Be happy. Now, I'm going to make you miserable when we come back. How about that for a tease? Actually, I'm not, but I do want you to be aware of stuff that's just not happening in our backyard, but around the world. And that is, we're being kicked out of Niger. The American military. We've done a massive package of military aid with Niger to train their soldiers to stop the rise of Islamic extremists. There's been a coup funded by the Russians, and now the folks of Niger are kicking the United States out, exacerbating and inflaming Islamofascism in that country. It's becoming a big thing as Joe Biden's world burns down around him, and yet he's worried Donald Trump will make things worse. You need to know what's happening in the world today.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.